Good morning, Herb. Did you have a nice weekend?
Yeah, pretty good. I took the kids to see that Walt Disney cartoon. Fantastic?
Fantasia.
Oh, right. Goofy, no Donald, no Pluto. And Mickey wasn't himself at all.
Well, you know mice.
Yeah?
Good morning, Les.
Oh, hi, Les. How was your weekend?
Fine. What have you heard?
Nothing. I was just asking.
Well, I had my dog fixed.
Phil?
Phyllis.
Good morning, Bailey. Did you have a nice weekend?
Oh, I sure did. I marched 20 miles for the ERA.
Why?
Because, Les, people donate so much money per mile. Herb, for instance, pledged $2 per mile.
What?
You did?
When?
Friday. I heard you.
I didn't.
You did. Right out here in this very lobby after one of your many three martini lunches.
Oh, was that the ERA?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was the National Rifle Association.
No, it wasn't.
Well, I'm not paying.
You'll pay.
Let's see, $2 times 20, that's, oh, golly, 2 times 20, carry the 10, it's,
40, Les.
40.
Mail.
In a second. Did you have another wild and woolly weekend?
As a matter of fact, I did. I grouted my bathtub.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, hey, mail for me?
As a matter of fact, yes.
Really? Hey, it's gonna be a great week for me. It even looks important.
It's registered.
Registered? Hey, I got a registered letter.
Way to go.
Who's it from?
The owner of the Flynn building.
Mr. Flynn?
Yeah, probably. Dear Mr. Carlson, hi, how's it going? Just, you know. Oh, no. No, they're going to build a brand new office building.
Where?
Here, right where we're standing.
They're going to tear this building down?
Uh-huh. 3 months from now.
3 months from today?
3 months from today. Let's see. That's.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me. I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking. Town to town, up and down the dial. In a while, I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Did you get my order, Andy?
Yeah, that's
good. Thank you.
And there was no one in there I could identify with. I mean, not even Huey, Dewey, or Louie.
Hey, Herb. Fantasia is just more than another Disney cartoon. It's a classic achievement in animation.
Yeah, stupid.
I've seen it at least 24 times, and every time I see different things.
But do you ever take me?
No. I bet Mama's gonna be mad. It's gonna double our rent going into a new building.
Maybe Mama will let you build your dream office building now, Mr. Carlson.
The one with the sauna?
Uh-huh.
You know, I've never seen this place as crowded. Every tenant in the building is down here, and I want to tell you, they're mad as hell, too.
They ought to be. Turning us out in the street.
All these people, where will they go? What will they do?
Probably just what we're going to do, move into some vertical ice cube tray.
Hey, where's my old-fashioned?
It's right in front of you, baby.
Oh, that's more like it.
How old is this building?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. It was built in 1931, so that would make it,
50, Les.
I'm just guessing. Thank you. So I recall the Flynn building was financed by the Flynn firm, which was formed by Floyd Flynn V, who inherited the Flynn fortune from his father, Floyd Flynn IV, whose forefather, Floyd I, was one of our city's founders. Interestingly enough...
Speak for yourself.
Interestingly enough, this building once housed one of Cincinnati's first radio stations and its most famous burlesque theater.
A radio station?
Yes.
Hey, that's history. Burlesque theater? Why would they close that down?
I snuck into that burlesque theater as a kid to see Sheila Bombs Away Morgan do her famous B-29 number. put her arms out like an airplane and then started to... She looked like an airplane.
This building is a Cincinnati landmark. You cannot tear down a landmark.
Amy's absolutely right. This building is a landmark.
Let's put together a campaign to save the Flim. Come on. We're a radio station, aren't we? Let's get the show on the road. More drinks, man.
Bailey's right.
Bailey is drunk.
So what? Listen, Travis, we got here a historical building of historical consequence, and I want you to know that I'm putting all of my weight behind the lady from Chicago.
Why, thank you, Mr. C. Now I ask you, what do we do?
You speaking to me?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I guess we could promote the signing of petitions, that kind of thing.
Thank you, Trav. What else?
Well, I could begin to illuminate this issue in my news reports.
What else?
I'll give some of my editorials.
And I'll type those editorials.
Yeah. Good job.
Uh-huh.
This is real estate mega bucks here. It's big business.
I'm not afraid of big business.
Boy, I am.
I say let's get on the stick. I say let's save this building right now. Come on, everybody up on their feet. I say we go back up to the office and...
Pass out.
No.
Let's hit it.
United we stand, divided we fall.
Yeah, tip a canoe and Tyler, too.
I am woman.
We shall overcome.
Right. Sink ships.
Right. How about we have not yet begun to fight?
Diamond's our girl's best friend.
Wait a minute. Now, you're not going to go with them, are you?
Sure.
Why?
Herb, the intelligent man always fights for the lost cause, realizing all others are merely effects.
What?
E.E. Cummings.
Obviously, I'm the only one smart enough around here to sit tight.
Cincinnati, tragedy strikes. This reporter has just learned that yet another senseless high-rise will malign our fair city skyline. According to this reporter, the fabulous Flim Building, a veritable downtown landmark, has been targeted for destruction, leaving hundreds homeless. Quoting Benjamin Disraeli, when a people forget their own history, they're in big trouble, boy.
Carson editorial, take one.
I really like Cincinnati. It's been good to me.
Huh?
Yeah, but I feel I want to pay it back.
Well, you should. Carlson editorial, take two.
Should I go now?
Here's another flash on the phlegm, that endangered species I like to call Art Deco. At last count, we had over 200 calls for petition forms, and that means 200 free Save the Phlegm t-shirts. Now we're talking two-color dye transfer pre-shrunk phlegm fans. So for all you dudes who dig Deco, start dialing.
Carlson editorial, take 40.
I really like what we're doing.
Me too. It's fun.
Jennifer, I'll be at Mother's. This couldn't become, you know, a habit, could it? Suppose not.
What are these?
Nothing, just a couple of letters that need typing, single-spaced and triplicate.
Does this concern the Flim campaign?
Yeah, sure.
I don't see Bailey's approval.
It was verbal.
I'll just call her.
Sure, go ahead. Look, not everything around here concerns that stupid campaign. This is a place of business.
Type your own letters, Herb.
Nowhere in my job description does it say that I have to type.
Same here.
I thought you were a secretary.
I am a receptionist. Receptionists receive. They offer comfort, provide support, answer a few phone calls, but they do not type. Unless it's for a very good cause. Save the Flim. Uh-huh.
Hi.
Bailey, I'd like your approval on something.
Oh, not now, Herb.
Now, Bailey.
No, I don't think it's necessary for you to chain yourself to the building just yet. Well, if that's what you want to do, okay.
Andy?
You.
Bailey struck me.
What?
She didn't strike me, but she bumped into me. Then threatened to set the whole city on fire by setting matches to my suit. You guys think it's funny, huh? Well, it's all your fault, Travis, for putting her in charge of this Save the Flim building business. I've never seen her so turned on by anything in all my life. I mean, she's a little Hitler, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Herb.
What?
Did you order those petitions?
No. What do you think of that?
Andy, do you have any matches?
All right. Where do you think you get off being in charge of this whole thing anyway, huh? I mean, go ahead. Answer. Go ahead. Come on. Speak up, Venus. Come on, tell her. I mean, in fact, I think I'd like to move into one of these new buildings. You know, all that steel and glass turns me off. All right, I'll order your petition.
Interesting management concept.
Andy, where's Carlson?
He went to see his mama.
Okay. Venus, mention the building tonight?
You got it.
Les, keep hitting the flim with your broadcasts.
Sure.
Okay. Andy? I don't have anything else to say, so I guess I'll leave.
Whatever you say, boss.
Thank you.
Well, I love when she gets all kicked up about something, huh?
She's always on to something.
I just went over to see Mother about the rents going up, and guess what?
What?
We're going to build my dream building. Yeah, lease cars, own property. That's what Mother always said, so we're going to go through with it. Take a look at this. The WKRP building.
My dream come true.
Hey. You know what this means, don't you, Les?
What?
That means you're going to have walls.
I get walls? Oh, Venus.
And Travis, you're going to have your own big private office with a record library. And in my private office, I've got a secret entrance there, see? And Venus, we got a room for you disc jockeys where you can just sit and do whatever disc jockeys do. And of course, Jennifer can have whatever she wants. This is my dream come true.
Mr. Carlson, are you excited?
Yes, baby, I am.
Well, let's get going on editorial number two. Come on.
Editorial number two. Jennifer, is Bailey in yet? Bailey, listen. Try and understand.
No, Mr. Carlson, I do not want to understand. Now, I know you're a good man, and that you have your reasons.
Bailey, listen. Who knows if Mama's going to want to build the Carlson Plaza 5 years from now or not? I got to strike while she's hot.
It's all right.
Oh, Bailey, this is my dream building. I didn't think I was going to get this thing built until maybe the turn of the century.
But can't we save the Flim building, too?
Well, yeah, but you see, if we do that, then we don't have to move. And if we don't, I mean, I can't have...
I understand.
Here's another powerhouse band from the 60s. They're back, they're reformed, they got a new record out. It's the Sir Douglas Quintet, Texas Rock and Roll.
How's it going?
Yeah, I guess I should ask you.
Well, I'm a little mad.
Just a little?
Yeah, we were finally going to do something of substance around here.
Oh, come on, Bailey. All we were doing is blowing smoke up our noses.
No, we weren't. It could have worked.
Forget it, Bailey.
I cannot forget it.
Okay, don't forget it. Get real mad about it. Develop an ulcer. That'll be helpful.
I like ulcers.
Fine.
Where's Carlson's editorial?
Oh, get serious,
Where
Bailey.
Is it?
Forget it. I'm not going to let you do this. Go on.
Okay. You're right.
Yes, I am right.
Oh. I almost forgot the reason why I came in here in the first place. You have a phone call on the bullpen phone.
Sure I do.
She said her name was Baby.
Uh-huh.
And that she has a boat.
Boat?
Yeah, twin engine inboard.
Twins?
She said she really likes listening to your show. And she wants to know if you like cut-off jeans, skinny dipping, and getting weird.
Getting weird.
That's what she said.
Bailey,
I'm telling you, she's on the phone.
B-side, third track, just a crossfade. I'll be gone for just a minute. It sounds like a coded message for help.
What is a landmark? Hi, this is Arthur Carlson, general manager of WKRP, speaking on behalf of the entire station.
You mad?
Mad? Oh, no, I'm not mad. Of course, I talked with Bailey's father, and he said I could shoot her.
Come on, Mr. Carlson, try to relax.
If one more person tells me that, they get fired. I mean, right off the premises.
Mr. Carlson?
Yeah, what?
Try to relax.
Okay.
Bailey's on her way up.
Well, I am not going to accept her apology.
If you don't, I'll quit.
Right away, I think I'll mull it over in my mind.
Mr. Carlson, I am not going to apologize.
Well, why not?
You want to fire me? Please do.
I don't want to fire you. I want to shoot you, of course, but I don't want to fire you. Firing's not even my style, is it, Travis?
You're right, Mr. Carlson. And before I go, well, gosh darn it, I'd just like to sing all of you a little song. Cock up all your cares and more.
Knock it off, Travis. This is no time to be kidding around. Can't you be serious? I'm trying to be serious here. Look, both you and Jennifer, just sit down over there, will you, and try to act like a couple of adults?
I'm game.
Why not?
This for you, young lady. Sure, I like this building. Sure, I'd like to save it. But what about these, huh? What about these plans? What am I supposed to do for these? This Flim building is just another one of your causes, isn't it? Huh? Huh? Come on, tell me the truth.
Yes.
Aha, you see? And just why should I put forth 1 ounce of effort? Just why in this world should I contribute anything to saving this heap of bricks?
Well, sir, Art Deco was just about the last architectural style in which humanistic design and fine craftsmanship were valuable considerations. After that came the glass and steel box. Originally, it was considered an art form, but it caught on mainly because it was cheaper to hang curtains of glass and have load-bearing walls. The machine was the metaphor for these constructions. The machine was in, people were out. Space became more important than the place. Singularity of design replaced variety, which, of course, is the very essence of life. Do you understand what I'm saying, Mr. Carlson?
Yeah. And I'm sorry I asked. Thanks for stopping by.
My pleasure.
Bailey, I'd like to personally thank you for postponing Mr. Carlson's dream building to the year 2000, and perhaps banishing for time immemorial my chance for walls.
Look at your walls, Les. I'm the lost cause lady, remember? Solar energy, the whales, ERA. Let's just talk about the ERA for a second, why don't we?
I'll give you $40 not to.
See ya.
All right. And do not tell anybody where this came from. How you didn't get fired is beyond me. If I said no to the big guy, I'd be gone in a minute.
The threshold of your termination is much lower, Herb.
You have any idea how badly I want to know a woman with twin inboard engines?
I'm sorry.
It's okay, I had it coming. Anyway, somebody's got to play editorials when they're not supposed to. You know, dive in when they have no idea how deep the water is. Throw caution to the winds. Take command of a situation when they have no concept of what's going on. Nessman can't carry the whole load himself.
Thank you, I guess.
I just want to say, Bailey, that I admire you for what you did. And I would like to ask you a question.
Sure.
If I were to give you a pair of cut off jeans, and I got a boat.
Anytime.
Thank you, sir. I won't forget this one.
Big guy's at it again.
I'd also like to say, too, that often my editorials are written by Bailey Quarters. Bailey Quarters is a woman. Although I have known two Baileys that were men. Anyhow, Bailey is the head of our Save the Flim Building campaign, and I want you to send your petitions and cards, letters, and remarks to her. Architecture not only reflects our times, it is the art of our times. I'd also like to submit that progress is not always a wonderful thing. To tell you the truth, recently I haven't been too hot on progress. Those big new glass buildings make me uncomfortable. Can't even get a comfortable chair in one of those places. Of course, you know, I could be wrong because oftentimes I really don't know what I'm talking about. This is Arthur Carlson speaking. What do we do now?
Well, I guess we'll just have some fun saving a building.
It is fun, isn't it?
Ah. That preceding moment of silence was presented at a service to the hearing-impaired listeners of ours. And this is Venus again, and I'd just like to say I'll be glad when all these white folks go home.